Now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, Chief Charlie Morgan can be as out to friends and co-workers at the New Hampshire National Guard as she wants to be. But that doesn't change the fact that if her spouse Karen gets sick, then she's out of luck, says attorney David McCain. McCain is a lawyer with the Service Members Legal Defense Network. He says the spouses of gay soldiers are denied key benefits.
Those are major benefits like TRICARE, the military's medical insurance program, and dental care insurance, as well as the basic allowance for housing.
McCain says spouses like Karen Morgan can't get these benefits, and others, because of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. That includes preventing same-sex couples from the benefits of military housing. But the lawyer says he's pleased to see the Pentagon act quickly to ensure Chief Morgan's family can attend the program this weekend.
It's a positive sign because it shows that DOD does care. Because of DOMA, the way it needs to do that is somewhat convoluted, but it is encouraging that DOD, where it can, has at least in one instance taken the step to provide equality of benefits for same-sex families.
The question is whether DOD will continue making policy changes. U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, wants to see that happen. Shaheen was instrumental in helping the Morgan family attend the reintegration program. At some point, if the Pentagon provides more benefits to same-sex couples, its policies will push up against the Defense of Marriage Act. Shaheen says the momentum may be enough to knock down DOMA.
We've seen tremendous change in my lifetime. I mean, when I grew up, I went to segregated schools in southern Missouri, and we've seen changes for women. We're fortunately now seeing changes for the gay and lesbian population. So I think ultimately we will get there. I think it's very frustrating that it's taking so long.
Shaheen says that day will only come if people like Charlie and Karen Morgan keep pushing. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.